The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Whatever you do, don't go to Baltimore. Baltimore is a major American city. It's only about 40 miles from where Jen Psaki lives. It's one of the worst places in the Western Hemisphere. It's a little bit of Haiti in the mid-Atlantic.
What?
Baltimore is exactly what happens when you apply Jen Psaki's ideas to governing.
Wait, what? Baltimore is like Haiti. How is Baltimore like Haiti? Anybody? Does Baltimore have earthquakes now that I'm not aware of? Does Baltimore have cholera infestation? Does Baltimore have mudslides? Or has Baltimore been hit by a hurricane? Does Baltimore have authoritarian government? How, Tucker, is Baltimore like Haiti? How is Baltimore like Haiti? I think it's time to say Happy Black History Month. I think that's, what Tucker's celebrating over there. No, he doesn't like Baltimore because Baltimore has a majority black population. Therefore, Baltimore is like Haiti. Except Baltimore is nothing like Haiti because Haiti is a place where they've had authoritarian governments. Haiti is a place with corrupt government. Haiti is a place with earthquakes and cholera. Haiti is a place where where hurricanes do massive devastation, where people just can't get a break. Baltimore, the only thing I would say that Baltimore has in common with Haiti is that Haiti has corrupt government and so does Baltimore. But I don't think that was why Tucker was comparing Baltimore to Haiti, because he didn't mention anything about the fact that Baltimore has corrupt government, that Baltimore has a corrupt police force, that Baltimore has a corrupt city hall, that Baltimore is also home of the Johns Hopkins University Medical Center, that Baltimore is a beautiful city. I didn't hear any of that. I also didn't hear him talk about, some of the top most crime-infested cities in the United States. I didn't hear him talk about, Little Rock, Arkansas. I didn't hear him talk about Memphis, Tennessee. I didn't hear him bring up anything about St. Louis. I didn't hear him bring up anything about any of the other, cities in the United States where there's, a terrible, terrible track record of, investing in people's health care or investing in... I just think that entire thing over there, that entire enterprise over there is, an exploitive racist, expose all of the open, oozy, pussy gravy sores in America and let's throw salt on it instead of solving anybody's problems. Let's just keep dividing America on racial lines. And why? Why do they do it? Because race will make you crazy. Race will literally F up your thinking about everything, how to solve your own problems, how to solve any problem. If you throw race into it, look what's going on with Whoopi Goldberg, okay? Now, Whoopi Goldberg identifies herself. She identifies as being Jewish. That's just a fact that's not been brought up. She does. But Whoopi Goldberg literally misstated and misrepresented the fact that the Fuhrer over there, when they came up with, the final solution and who to blame all this crap on, viewed the Jewish race not as a religion, but as a race of people, who had racially similar features. You know what those drawings look like. You know exactly what those drawings look like. And you know exactly how the Jewish race was characterized in Nazi Germany. We all understand that. Now, you know, obviously Judaism is a religion, but the way that it was sold to the Nazis was pure racism. It was a pure race-based theology, basically, that said that the Jews had, you know, certain features and that their heads and their noses and all this garbage, and compared the race of people that he was going to blame for bad government, for mismanagement of funds, for, you know, I mean, everything that happened after World War One and making Germany pay back through the Treaty of Versailles. This is what caused the whole, upheaval over there. It was all money. It always is. And, you know, that Germany would have to pay back all of the, you know, reconstruction that would be done after World War One, and that they would go broke doing it, whatever. Those problems had to be blamed on a race of people. And conveniently, there were very few black people. Yeah. So they decided to make it a race of Jews that they were going to blame stuff on. Now, Whoopi Goldberg, I can't play it. I don't know how anybody's playing it, because every time I play anything, a clip from The View, I get struck down from YouTube for copyright violation. But I think everybody's heard what she said. And she said, you know, that the Holocaust was not about race. It was about man's cruelty to man. Well, both can be true and both are true. And she had apologized immediately, not just on social media, not just on her own show, but in any and every venue that would allow her to apologize for hurting people and for getting things so wrong. And now we must punish her. You talk about cancel culture. I mean, she literally apologized for hurting people, for getting things so wrong, for misstating what she knows to be true about the way that Jews were characterized in Nazi Germany as being a race, a inferior race, no less, of people that could be exterminated like vermin, which is what Jews were compared to. And now they've put her on some sort of a hiatus for 2 weeks. She has to sit it out. But Tucker Carlson there can open up his sewer, and he can say out loud that Baltimore is Haiti, but never tell you how they're alike. Never tell you how they're alike. Are they suffering from, some natural disaster after another natural disaster, after another natural disaster, after years and years of really bad government, which, by the way, America did nothing about. So he actually sits on his TV show and says the most racist thing you can say over and over and over and over. And nobody is, telling him that he needs to sit it out for 2 weeks. Now, I got to tell you, David Simon, who is the guy who created The Wire, which takes place in a public housing project in West Baltimore, which is the problem portion of the city. Okay, he said, here now at a bar on Alciana Street with some friendly neighbors, where we are presently sticking pins in a Tucker Carlson doll seems to like it a bit too much in its nether regions. He says the reason Tucker Carlson and Trump, etc., keep trashing Baltimore is because it has a large black population. It's really that simple. Baltimore is a beautiful city. And somebody also said Baltimore has more black people in it, so it must be compared to a struggling, predominantly black nation. Fun fact, the causes of trouble in both places are directly tied to racist U.S. policy. Oh! And there you have it. And there you have it. I mean, this is the idea that they just sit there and spew this toxic garbage.